Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we kick off another week of fun here. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we're going to start things out here tonight, Mark, with an email. A critical email, as a matter of fact. And this is specifically dealing with a particular caller and how it is that we have chosen to handle this caller. So to bring those of you up to speed who may be tuning in for the first time tonight, the caller in question, her name changes. It's typically been Sunfest, so we'll go ahead and call her Sunfest. And Sunfest calls allegedly from California. Now, the purpose of Sunfest's phone call, it would be a question best answered by her. I don't know if I could quite describe it.
She seems to really be into fasting.
She believes that's important.
A solution to a lot of things.
And a lot of the rest of it has to do with the economy,
satellites,
the sun, and how the economy affects the sun.
I'm
misremembering some of this here.
It seems to be a jumbled mess.
Yeah, she just kind of is very difficult to follow. And she has a chip on her shoulder, believing that we are somehow bigoted against women, and therefore do not allow them to talk on the radio program. So just kind of bring you up to speed on who we're talking about here. And for a while there, she was calling on a nightly basis. And what we would end up doing, because, well, we have certain rules behind the scenes here as far as who gets priority on the phone lines. People we don't know, they get priority. People that are chronic callers, as they might be called in the business, like Sunfest, they don't get priority. So some nights, even though she called, she never made it on the air because the phones were so busy otherwise. We just took other people that we didn't know first prior to taking her. But the nights that she's been on, we have had what I would consider to be a session of very in-depth questions for Sunfest. But Daniel writes in.
Peppering her, I think, would probably be better.
Daniel writes in with his observations. And so he says, just to clarify, I'm using you as meaning all the FTL hosts that were on the third of February show. Free Talk Live, not the place to go, he says, if one wants to learn true compassion. For the last few days, I've been busy trying to come up with a letter that wouldn't be full of anger and bitterness. You see, in that show, you had a caller, Sunfest, that, in all honesty, couldn't put half a sentence together and make sense. I have to agree with you on that point. She was way out there. Still, your behavior was more than unforgivable. It was outright disgusting. I can understand the FTL host poking fun at her once or twice, but not as many times as you did. You actually made it a point to ridicule her as much as possible. So, why the anger and bitterness? Because I've had to deal with people like her. Both were schizophrenic. Most of the time they were normal, relatively normal, but when they went into what I call meltdown, it wasn't pretty. I actually had to talk them through their crash meltdown the same way one would have to do with someone having a bad acid trip. It takes time, patience, and not losing your own nerves. In one case, I had to call 911, and what worried me, I think he means he didn't put the me in there, but what worried me was that a good friend could later hate me for having called 911. After all...
Sure, he's going to end up in jail, right?
There's a very good possibility.
Some equivalent to jail.
After all, he did end up in a padded room for observation.
Okay.
Not funny. Turns out, he was grateful. My other friend also came back the following day to thank me for being there for him. I guess that gives me enough experience to have an opinion about how you handled her. All of this is to say that I believe Sunfest has serious problems and either needs to have help or have her meds readjusted, and more importantly, needs a friend that will be there for her to guide her toward whatever help she might need in a crisis. One word that is often repeated on FTL is compassion. In fact, one could say it is your mantra. Good one. A good one, by the way. I don't know if that's exactly my mantra, but we'll go on here. There is another talk show that gets callers like Sunfest, and that I know of, twice, they actually took steps to not only offer help to those callers, but even got help for them. That is compassion. Now, there's a little bit more to this here. But, you know, I actually went up and looked up compassion just because, you know, it seems to be the word of the moment, at least in this this email. And so I was curious as to what it actually means. Deep awareness of the suffering of another coupled with the wish to relieve it.
You know, I tend to agree with Daniel on this issue. I mean, you know, clearly, you know, it seems to me that we were jeering at her. And, you know, I would say that jeering generally does not hold hands with compassion. You know, what we've always done when it comes to sort of conspiracy folks, and I'd say that Sunfest sounds, I mean, she has that sound of like the very, very fringe conspiracy theorist folks, because, well, she's crazy, and, you know, some of those theories out there are very, very crazy sounding. I mean, she's like, the satellites are causing, I don't know, I can't remember what she said, but it was, you know, just nuts sounding. And, you know, we've always sort of done that, peppered them with questions. I don't know that asking a crazy person questions and trying to punch holes in their philosophy really helps them or not, but it's what we've done all along.
Yeah, that is something we've done all along, but that's not an excuse. That's not a legitimate, logical reason to continue doing something, right? That's
I suppose
argumentum ad, what is it?
Antiquitum.
Antiquitum.
But you know, then one has to say, well, what do you do if you're not going to do the thing that you've always done? You have to have something else that you're going to do. And what's the other thing to do?
Well, okay, so he's suggesting offering them assistance, offering them help, trying to hook them up with some sort of a psychologist. Psychiatrist or something like that.
But how's that going to work? I just don't feel like that's Free Talk Live's role in the world, is to, you know, when somebody calls to try to solve their problems for them, to hold their hand through. I mean, it's one thing to talk to somebody. It's another thing entirely to fix their problems for them. I mean, Free Talk Live doesn't run the world.
I think that showing empathy for another human being is certainly an important thing to do. And I do my best to do those sorts of things, but I see where you're coming from on this one, Mark. And this isn't helpline, you know. This isn't where you call to get assistance. And we have suggested to people in the past that they go and get help.
Oh, I said this. I did to Sunfest on one of her calls. I suggested that she get back on her medication because I suggested that she was off of it.
But we're not close enough to the situation.
Didn't want to hear that, you know?
We're not close enough to the situation to actually be able to. First of all, we're not psychiatrists or psychologists.
Right. I mean, what kind of,
we're not close. We're also not her friends. We're not close enough to her, not her coworkers, not her neighbors. So we're not close enough to her to accurately diagnose her or to know what's going on with her, to have some idea. And she certainly doesn't seem to be coherent enough to, you know, assess us on that information. So
I'm sorry. And I also like to point out, we've attempted to keep her on hold for very long periods of time so that she'd go away.
And by the way, she's on hold right now, listening to this this whole conversation.
So she must be coherent, right? I mean, like, she
heard us talking about her.
She knows when somebody's talking about her.
And she believes that, you know, the economy is affecting the sun and that fasting is really important.
Well,
she has certain beliefs. No, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm still reading the email here.
All right.
Because we need to get through this. So, showing empathy, very important. And I think that I can empathize with Sunfest. I've been crazy. You know, I know. I have been there.
And I've been in the hospital as
a result of that. So I can certainly empathize with her. But this is an entertainment radio program, and it's an open phones radio program where anyone is allowed to call in. And the only reason you won't get on the air is if it sounds like your mouth is full of marbles and we can't understand you, or your phone is, you know, really staticky, or for whatever reason it is difficult to comprehend, like, the words that are coming out of someone's mouth. Sunfest, you can understand her fine. It's just you can't comprehend what she means, or she's very confusing. And so the typical way we approach it isn't to make fun and say, "You're retarded." We've never done that. We've just asked questions. That has always been the focus. Maybe there's some times when we've maybe crossed the line. I don't know. I don't have a specific clip to listen to. She's called dozens of times. But generally, our approach when it comes to somebody who seems to be nuts is to have some fun. Why not? Is there something wrong with that? I mean, that seems to be the ultimate objection here, is that there's a problem with enjoying a crazy person. I mean, they're here, they're going about their lives, they're doing whatever it is they do. Some of them can take care of themselves better than others. In this case, Sunfest is able to dial a phone, and she's able to call us. She knows it's a fairly hostile environment. And there's the commercial break. If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that might have to be on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system, by the way. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. And get ready, because Porkfest is coming soon, June 20th through the 26th. It is the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011, and you could be there. It's open to you if you want it. You can go to porkfest.com to get signed up and use our special registration code to save 20%. Our code, FreeTalkLive, Now that's all one word, run together. So Free Talk Live to save 20% on early bird registration for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be from, they're going to have everything from live performers to family fun to agorism in action. If you love liberty, you're going to love to be at Pork Fest. If you like camping too, I mean, there's also a hotel that you can stay in, a motel, and there's actually a few hotels down the road if you, you know, want something a little nicer than the camp motel. But it's a great time. The best part about Pork Fest isn't all of the activities, but it's being around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And Michelle, are you going this year?
Actually, no.
What?
I'm supposed to go to St. Petersburg, Russia.
Oh,
yeah.
That's an unusual journey.
Cool trip.
Cool. Well, I don't blame you for that. That sounds like a lot of fun. Pork Fest happens every year. So if you can't make it this year.
But I live here. And I mean, like, I get to participate with people that are like-minded all the time. When I actually moved up last year at Pork Fest, I was so thrilled to meet people at Liberty Forum a couple months prior that I'm like, oh, I'm going now. So, and I had a great time. I had a blast.
Yeah, it is a blast. Go to porkfest.com. Get registered. We're going to be there broadcasting live. And the event has expanded to an entire week. So we're going to be there, as I understand it, for the entire week. All right. So 800-259-9231. We were reading an email. And Michelle, obviously joining us here in the second segment. You did bring cookies to make up for being late tonight.
I did.
And I'm sorry. Even though we are compassionate people, we are not sharing our cookies with you.
I need all the cookies. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
no,
if you were here.
Right, right.
Not you, but you, the listener. If you were here. Sure, we might share one with you, but
I have to have brought more.
A lot more.
So we're talking. And by the way, we were rudely interrupted by the break, and there was some technical difficulty. So I apologize for that. I was in the midst of a thought about handling crazy callers on Free Talk Live because we got an email from somebody who's saying you guys are not showing compassion. You are taking crazy people and you're abusing them rather than helping them find. You know, some sort of psychological assistance.
How about the term jeering instead of abusing? Because, you know, abuse carries with it all kinds of connotations. Jeering at them.
Okay. And I don't really consider it jeering, necessarily. I consider it questioning. I'm asking questions to show how crazy this person is and to expand and expound upon their madness and to find out what they believe, if it's in any way coherent, to try to understand what is the ideas that they are promoting.
Are we defining crazy any particular way? I mean, just, you know, it's not the norm or...
Well, it's hard to say what the norm is, right?
It's hard to define crazy.
But a clear diversion from reality, a clear diversion from being able to...
Because
to assess
people call
reality.
Us crazy.
Sure,
I mean, people
sure.
call us crazy.
My mom called me crazy.
We have diverged from the norm, from the standard of, you know, what is typical here in the United States.
Indeed.
So one might, by your definition, say that we fit under the definition of crazy.
Sure, you could absolutely be considered crazy for, you know, standing up against the state and, you know, talking out about freedom. I mean, certainly people from a particular perspective would see that as crazy. We don't see it that way, obviously. But I don't imagine there are too many people in Sunfest's camp of crazy, shall we say.
Okay.
Like, we may be crazy to some people, but there's a lot of us. So that makes crazy less less likely. Like I learned this when I was doing libertarian outreach. It was one of the big observations. It was pretty apparent to me quickly. When I was doing not fully informed jury, but this thing called the World's Smallest Political Quiz, which you can take at quiz.freetalklive.com. And I used to hand those things out to folks at various different events like Pride Fest and gun shows and the county fair. And one thing I definitely discovered was true was that if I was alone at the table, and there were periods of time when I would be alone just because I couldn't find somebody
all
to cover.
By yourself.
Yeah, that's how it was down in Florida. It was me and a handful of volunteers.
Yep.
And it's a lot better up here.
That you cajoled into being there.
Yeah. And so I would be there for a lengthy period of time, in some cases alone. And I noticed that people are more likely to just walk by your table. And not be interested in you if you were alone. And similarly, if you had more than one person standing at the table as well, so like not on my side, but as the customer, for lack of a better term, side, if more than one person was standing there doing something with you, or one or more people were standing there doing something with you, that makes you more attractive as well. Oh, well, the people standing here, this must not be that crazy of a table. I'll try this world's smallest political quiz, that kind of thing. So clearly numbers are important, and I don't know how many people subscribe to Sunfest's particular viewpoint, whatever that is. And so the way we handle people like Sunfest on the show is, look, you know, it is an open phone show, and if they want to call and have a bunch of questions thrown at them about what they believe, then that's what we do. And I appreciate being called out, though. I really appreciate the email because we don't get a lot of critical hate. Or he, it's not hateful, but he said he was angry earlier when
he was
writing this.
Yeah.
And so we don't get a lot of angry emails. So let me continue his email here without explanation. He says, when it comes to Sunfest, your behavior was of the same rank as kids laughing at another kid just because they could. FTL is not a crisis center. I get that, but that shouldn't be an excuse to use disrespect in place of compassion for callers like Sunfest. At the very least, if you have a screener, don't let her on the show. Sorry, I can't do that. That's just, I'm not willing to change the rules of the show. If you're nuts and you call this program, you will be asked questions.
So
in the same way that
you don't harm anyone, as long as you don't, you know, that's kind of our motto, non-aggression principle.
We're not calling her names, you know. I mean, we called her crazy, but that's, you know, it's more of an observation than, you know, we haven't called her retarded or anything like that, or some sort of horrible,
demeaning
term. So anyway, he says that he gets it, but that shouldn't be an excuse to use disrespect in place of compassion for callers like Sunfest. Don't let her on the show, he suggests. Well, I can't do that because this is an open phones discussion, and anybody can call about anything, and we've never banned. I don't recall banning anybody off the air, Mark. I mean, can you, like, recall that happening? Besides, you know, if somebody drops the F-bomb, they get they get dumped, but they can call back the next night.
Or the S-word or something like
that. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, there was one guy that I contacted off the air once to call him and to tell him that, you know, and to apologize to him personally and to ask him, because he did sound like he had his mouth full of marbles. And he was a coherent guy, right? Like, he was able to make points and was
something. Oh, yeah, smart, but it's just, but he had a sort of a voice trouble.
It was very hard to understand him on the air, and so I called and I apologized, and I made the request of him that, you know, that he cease from calling, and perhaps he could send emails to the show instead of that. You know, and he honored that request for a while. He's been calling back, and he's better, I think, now than he used to be. Mm-hmm. So that's the only time I can ever recall in the history of doing this show that we've ever, you know, done anything to stop somebody from calling in.
So are we going to hear from her?
She's on hold, but I got to finish this email here, so we got to make sure we get David's, or rather Daniel's, critique out fully. If you don't have a screener, just kindly tell her that you won't accept any more calls from her. I'm sure you'll be able to find the proper words if you put your compassionate mind at work. But I enjoy her calls, and so do some other people. I mean, as long as they're not every single night, it's once in a while, they get to ask her a bunch of questions about what she thinks. I want to understand Sunfest. I don't think it's really possible, but I'll do my best to try to ferret out that information. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. She is still on hold. Hopefully she'll hang through, and we'll get to her here shortly. It's Free Talk Live.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We've got a webcam. You can go and you can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. You can get your optical transceivers up to 99% off of list price. Go to memorydealers.com, in-stock, ready to ship, free overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so as we continue here, we're talking about a bit of emailed critique that we've received, and I would say it's a very honest critique. The gentleman writing, Daniel, from Canada, is concerned with how we've handled crazy people in the past that have called the show, particularly Sunfest, who has been the, I would say, most recent craziest person that we've had on the air. And I liked what Toby said from Free Minds Radio.
How about crazy sounding?
I'm going to go ahead and diagnose her as being actually crazy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Toby, who is, I guess he's trained in psychology, by the way.
Yep.
He's going to grad school for it.
Indeed.
And Toby is the host of Free Minds Radio. It's a show that airs on Sundays on LRN.FM. And great guy. He was doing his show, and they're also being carried by our syndicate, the Genesis Communications Network, so they are on a few radio stations across the country. And Toby, apparently Sunfest called their show as well. And I recall Toby's comment being, it's a whole new level of crazy. Like, as far as the conspiracy people have called the show for a long time, and, you know, there are, again, various levels of madness typically involved with a lot of those folks. I'm not saying it's true for all people that believe in conspiracies, but there's certainly a scale. And so, you know, he believed that Sunfest was, like, a whole new level. So anyway, that's why I'm saying I would diagnose her as crazy. So he goes on to email and tell us that he thinks that we should maybe be more compassionate and try to get them to find help. We pointed out that we have suggested things like that in the past, but generally, the way we handle folks is by asking questions, to try to, you know, allow them to expound upon whatever it is their belief system is on the air. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to go with her. I just decided I've never met her before, but I am going to side with Sunfest for the purpose
All
of
right.
this evening.
Well, she's still on hold. Just one more thought from Daniel here, and then we'll get to her. Free Talk Live has expanded my mind, he says, when it comes to freedom and liberty, but it sure has missed its goal when it comes to showing compassion. I guess that you live by the old saying, do as I say, not as I do.
Hmm.
That's a little jab at the end.
Am I asking you to apologize to her? Would it be sincere since it had to be asked for instead of you having realized the need to apologize from the heart? Just so you know, I've been a listener from all the way back to the infamous couch event. So that was about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. That means I do know what your program is or should be about. Thank you very much for taking the time to read this letter. So, again, on the suggestion here that Free Talk Live is not compassionate or we're not somehow emulating that, I think that Free Talk Live stays away from being angry in general. We've had our moments, certainly. We've, you know, had outbursts and things like that. And apologies have been made on this program in the past by all of the hosts.
Never, ever happens on talk radio.
Right. And so we have a certain way that we handle people who are a little nutty, and that's the way it is. If you don't like it, sorry. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Sunfest in California. Sunfest, have you gotten any help? Sunfest in California.
Can you hear me?
Going once.
Hello?
Sunfest.
Oh, Sunfest.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey,
hey.
Got you. Did you get some help, Sunfest?
Can that's you hear what me now?
Yes, we've got you.
Well,
yes,
that probably accounts for my warbled voice.
Okay. It's good to have you here tonight. Now,
and likewise, having to take the blame for all those other crazy people writing those articles, starting with the Nobel laureate who discovered industries causing environmental havoc,
right,
and Dick Gregory's books for folks who eat.
Okay.
Which
I just had a question, though, Sunfest. I mean,
that.
I understand that you've got some books you want to talk about here, and we can get to that. But Michelle, you've never talked to Sunfest.
All, but for folks who eat would get us out of
Sunfest,
the struggle.
Just hold that
panic
thought for one moment. Oh, we had an emailer who's very concerned about you, and I think it's only fair to ask. It's only fair to ask the question: have you gotten some help? Do you have a shrink or psychologist or psychiatrist, someone who can help you?
Well, about the call that you got, be very wary of the fox guarding and policing the hen house, which is taking
what
over.
What call? We haven't taken any calls yet.
Because you yourself might wind up like that. And sex bias
Sunfest,
is unlawful.
Sunfest, I have been crazy, so I understand.
And if you're going to call anyone
Sunfest
crazy, you better apply an equal standard to it.
I
this
would agree with that,
part
Sunfest
of the job hunt. That
okay.
He's just saying,
you
know, protecting
help,
his
that's
own job.
I don't
and
know who you're talking
to. I'd rather have you ridicule me, because as they say, it's better to fight
no,
your enemies.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing
just
in bewilderment, because just to make sure that, just to let Daniel know I'm not being uncompassionate here, I'm laughing out of just, you know, shock
that's
and awe
the
at
the
madness
the point is
that I'm experiencing.
You're dealing with the wrong arm of the law, which
Sunfest,
you
can
know
you just
than
answer the question so we can let Daniel know he's very concerned? And Michelle's hearing the echo. Yeah, it's a phone thing.
Okay.
Things happen.
This is a feminist issue. I'll refer
okay,
you to another.
Okay, so I'm a female.
Book.
Let's talk about that.
All right, go
Sunfest
ahead.
Sunfest.
Okay, Women
Hi
in Madness. Women
Hi
in Madness was written by a female shrink, Phyllis Chesler,
uh-huh,
who studied the origin of mental health was to create good wives and mothers, which they're now killing us off for over pop, first instituting it to man their jobs and then blaming us for it, which even if Overpop tripled, it
see,
was
Sunfest
not
doesn't want help. She's not interested. She can't even answer a question.
Well, I can hear you. What do you want to know?
Okay, want to know. I just want to get this question answered, and then Michelle, you know, you can ask her whatever you want. Daniel is very concerned about you, Sunfest. Have you gotten psychological help?
That's a biased question.
Okay,
and
fair
as
enough.
I said, you have to
it's a
apply
fair
it
answer
to the males. You have to apply it evenly
sure
to the males.
We have asked crazy men if they've, you know, if they've
what
gotten help in the
past.
What
do you call crazy?
You, Sunfest. Go ahead, Michelle, with your thoughts.
What is due process? What is due process?
I don't know.
You
Michelle, I'm going to let her
crazy people should be jailed?
No.
Then you believe the guy who didn't take off his hat should be jailed.
No, he doesn't think that. So, Sunfest,
okay, but this is, in fact, what concerned people are trying
you're
to do.
You're being hysterical, and hysteria
I'm
typically
not,
is associated with women. So let's settle down. I'm female, and I've never met you before, and I'm really happy to meet you, Sunfest. How do you do?
Thank you. I'm glad that you're a feminist.
Actually, I'm not a feminist at all.
Okay,
but
you should be a feminist because that's why we're in this mess.
Oh,
and,
dear.
And that's why we have an economy.
Okay, so can you define feminism for me just so that we know we're talking in the right same terms and everything?
feminism is a response to a society that tries to enslave others, as you know, starting with women and ending with animals and the environment itself to create more job tax to the trillions.
Uh-huh.
The few that you've already heard about, that you guys are always talking about. I'm not saying anything that you're not already... This is an economic crisis, and that's why this fox guarding and policing the hen house with his compassion is on the air. It's about creating more jobs.
If now, did you follow that? I'm just curious, Michelle. Did you get the definition of feminism straight?
No, I
because we need it. Sunfest,
didn't.
It's very important when you're communicating.
Okay. You
Sunfest,
okay.
Let me just explain something about communication. It's very important that you understand.
Well, we
that's why Michelle...
Know. We already know
shh, Sunfest,
that,
Sunfest,
that,
hold on, hold on. We've got to get a base level here. Sunfest...
Is exploiting women. Don't
okay.
You don't know.
We've got a woman on the show tonight.
Women.
Michelle, do you feel exploited tonight?
I do not feel exploited,
okay,
although I did bake cookies. Like
quiet, give me another cookie.
Okay. Economy exploits
Sunfest,
women.
Sunfest, we have to get a base
animals.
Of understanding.
You had a good definition.
We have to be on the same page.
No, you said that feminism was a response to...
being exploited. For instance, the word crazy is not applied equally to both sexes.
Maybe you can be more compassionate. Sunfest, I'm going to put you on hold, and we don't normally do this. It has been a while since we've heard from Sunfest, and she is the focus of the hour here on Free Talk Live. Normally, we don't focus hours on anything, but clearly Sunfest has been the focus of the hour. So we're going to open the phones up here for anybody that wants to talk to Sunfest. Maybe you can show her more compassion. Maybe your questions will be able to make a dent. Maybe you'll be able to get a straight answer. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ask Sunfest Anything Night on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, and if you want to talk to Sunfest, she's on now. Hopefully she'll stick with us. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Today, for just $3 a month, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forums, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You'll also get access to the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual podcast commercials in it as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board today with any major credit card or PayPal. That's amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, we take that money and reinvest it in the show to get on more radio stations across the country. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right at the top of our banner column. That's SACL CAI. We are talking about Sunfest. And she's been the topic of the entire hour. Started out with an email from Daniel saying, we are not compassionate enough. We need to be helping crazy callers get assistance. I say that we are not close enough to accurately diagnose such things or to know what to do or how to do it. We are not psychologists or shrinks. We are talk show hosts that host a general audience entertainment talk radio program with a liberty viewpoint. That is open phones and anyone can call in. So Sunfest will not be banned from calling the show. Sunfest has something to say. Now, it may sound crazy, and I think it is, but she has something to say. And if she's got something to say, we're here to allow her to say it, and we're going to ask her questions about it. And I know some people get upset at me for asking people questions, and some people were upset at me over the weekend for asking a lady questions who called in, you know, about a Christian issue. It's too bad you weren't here for that one, Michelle.
Yeah. Would I have gotten upset with you?
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll have to play it back for you during a break or something like that, and you can find out. But you can always go and get the archives at freetalklive.com. So anyway, so then Sunfest calls in right out the gate, pretty much. Right as soon as we started reading the email, maybe as soon as we mentioned her name, she picked up the phone, she called in. So she heard the entire, the content of the email, and we spent the last segment with her, and I wanted to hold her over here to give you the chance to talk to Sunfest. Maybe you can show her the compassion that Daniel is looking for, that he's feeling is not coming from Free Talk Live, even though I think we do our best to empathize with people on this show. I think crazy people are entertaining. I like them. They're fun. They're funny, as long as they're not dangerous crazy, and I don't think Sunfest is dangerous crazy. So, Michelle, you were trying to talk to Sunfest about being a feminist, or she was trying to talk to you about that.
I was trying to get a definition, and if the definition is one that's used at the Stanford Encyclopedia, that feminism is both an intellectual commitment and a political movement seeking justice for women and the end of sexism in all forms, then I suppose, sure, I'm a feminist and that, you know, equal job for equal pay, da 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 da. I just do not believe that isms, which are typically associated with political movements, are the way to solve problems. So I don't like to use government to, you know, to solve anything. So that's why I say that I'm not a feminist.
So, well, let's bring Sunfest back on here, give her one more chance to respond to the feminist issue or share her thoughts. Now, Sunfest, can you agree with Michelle that that's the definition of feminist that she just read a moment ago?
Yeah, I can agree with her, but if
okay,
you give
great.
Me a chance to say something.
Sure, go right ahead.
I want to reply to her statement about, to her question about what is...
feminism?
Exploiting women.
Oh.
Exploiting women is the witch hunt that I'm going through. Don't forget that mental health started with a witch hunt where they burned witches.
That was horrible. I'd like
they
to interject.
For.
Yes, Sunfest, I'm a redhead.
Something,
yeah,
I'm a redhead, so I know
please,
what you're talking about there.
I have the facts and the information. All I ask is to have a chance to speak.
Sunfest, I just wanted to let you know I agree with you.
Okay,
you
can
ahead.
Ask the questions later. I've spoken in a lot of places, KPFK, city councils, and, you know, I've had no problem. Now, the witch hunt started with, guess what? Women practicing fasting and herbology, which today are very popular. We don't see many books on fasting because it doesn't suit the economy.
Let
me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
Whenever you entertain a concept like crazy, you're aiding in your friend... being put to jail because he refused to take his hat off, or Quakers being burned at the stake because they refused to tip their hat.
Were Quakers set ablaze like that, Mark?
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
It is conformity because there's only one criterion for anything, and that is it due process. Now, due process.
I like due process. I don't like burning people to stake.
I love that you just used the singular of criteria. That just thrilled me. You said criterion, and I have to say that that makes me very
excited. Tell you what, Sunfest, we're going to get you on here with some other folks that have some questions for you here.
The judge could elect.
You're going to have to hold that thought for just a moment. We're going to bring on here now, Sunfest, other folks have some questions for you. So let's talk to Leroy in Pennsylvania.
What I'm saying is,
Leroy, you're on with Sunfest.
Really, it's legal. It has to follow.
Hello? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Yeah, hi. This is very fascinating because I have a friend that sounds very similar to Sunfest here. And I often have the same problem communicating because he's very intent on what he's saying, and oftentimes he'll skip over my questions to continue. And it sounds very confusing, but I don't think she's crazy, as you put it. That just sort of tempts her. And it kind of gets off subject, because the subject of women's rights, if that's all she's talking about, but it sounds like she's
This is your first experience with Sunfest, right? You've never heard
sure
it before?
Is.
Okay. Well, Sunfest also believes, and Sunfest, please correct me if I'm wrong here, if I'm misinforming Leroy, but Sunfest also believes that the economy can affect the sun.
Do I believe that? I've cited all the literature behind it, Newsweek, Time magazine. I even told you that your ignorance is my crazy. I get a lot of crazy when all I'm doing is paraphrasing what is out there.
There are some things that you mentioned I actually agree with you on some things.
It's destroying the solar system. Of course, the economy that's out to make jobs like that, Fox that called you, when it works 24 hours to create needless trillions to the few, it's going to destroy it. But
Leroy, I want to get Leroy's comments in here. Sunfest, hold it. Sunfest, we're having...
You can't call a person crazy unless you hear them.
Sunfest,
okay?
We've been listening to you for weeks.
Sane, and it's
Sunfest, I'm just going to put... Can we put Sunfest on hold for a moment? Because she's having a problem listening. Because conversation goes two ways. You get to talk,
right, exactly.
And other people get to talk. Leroy, can
and
you
I
please
would...
share your thoughts with Sunfest or for Sunfest, because she's listening now, hopefully.
Yeah. Sunfest, I would suggest that when he wants to interject and make a comment about a statement you've made, that you can halt, as long as your statement has been completed to the point to where they understand what you're saying. Don't keep pushing. Okay, just stop. and listen to what the gentleman on the radio has to say.
Leroy, I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the words of wisdom. I don't know if they've fallen on deaf ears. She may still be talking on her own phone line. I'm not sure about that. We had to put her on hold. But I appreciate that at 800-259-9231. You know, some people who believe that a radio show should be just an open podium, they get very upset when you attempt to have a conversation with them. And when you interrupt their screed, which is, you know, just going on, they're just going on and rambling about something to try to get some sort of point of clarification. Some people get upset about that, and I can't help that. Let's continue with Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on with Sunfest. And maybe we could bring, let's let Nick on here and have him ask a question, and then maybe we'll bring Sunfest up for an answer.
Hello, Sunfest. My name is Nick. I've been listening to you since you started calling Free Talk Live. And I noticed that you use certain terms very differently from how most people use them, and that makes it hard to understand. One of these terms is job tax. I'm not sure what the term job tax means. Could you please explain it?
That's good. It's important to get a baseline. Go ahead.
On the forefront of my mind that all along that we need to shift from blaming government. There's a lot of good government people like Secretary of Interior Babbitt, whose lumber ban led to mass deforestation. He asked for a biosphere.
Job tax, though. Can you focus on the job tax question?
Let me finish this.
No, we don't have time. We're running out of time. You need to focus on answering the question.
What I mean by job tax is that's the reason we have an economy, and that's why it's so important to shift from government to economy, that government serves for trillions in tax to the few. Why? To the oligarchs, which you've heard over and over again, and which is about everything that you talk about 24 hours.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Sunfest. Nick, did you follow that? Did you get a good definition of job tax?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, we did our best. I'm sure we'll hear from Sunfest again, and maybe we'll get a straight answer from her someday. Thank you for the call tonight, Nick. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Obviously, the job tax is very important, and Sunfest feels like she's the person who believes the world is round rather than flat. She believes that, you know, she's in that perspective, and she has something to share.
I actually agreed with her on some things.
So did I. I don't think anyone should be burned at the stake. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is next. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.